Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, sorry ma'am, the line got distracted somehow. Hello.
Hello.
Yes ma'am, this is Sean once again from eBay. Sorry, the line got disconnected somehow. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes ma'am. So could you please tell me what is the reason that you are not comfortable to do that? So that we can also put a report on this call so that I can send it to my server.
Put me onto your supervisor, please.
All right. Just stay on the line, make me transfer this call to my senior supervisor.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on hold. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Alex William. I'm the senior supervisor in the floor of eBay headquarters of Sydney. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Get your hand up, ma'am. So I do believe my previous colleague just explained to you what exactly is going on with your information on eBay. What are the problems we are getting?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So, do you have any problem understanding what he just tried to explain you?
I don't have a problem understanding. You guys have obviously picked up some kind of discrepancy where somebody has tried to make a purchase on my telephone number.
No, the thing is,
I have given the man permission to cancel whatever was.
I understand. Now let me explain the thing once. This is a case of an identity theft, ma'am, okay? Some hackers from online is trying to misuse your details and placing some fraudulent charges. And because of that, we are receiving these fraud charges in our server so that some hackers are trying to some hackers can do some fraudulent transactions. Okay. Now, the thing is that we need to block this transaction and we need to secure your information so that in future you don't get this kind of fraud charges, okay? Can you just confirm me, do you have a smart device with you, like any Android phone or any Apple iPhone so that we can help you?
Yes, sir, and I've explained to the gentleman that I've already got security.
It's not that
okay.
Bad, ma'am.
I don't need
you,
to put another firewall up.
It's not about the firewall, ma'am, okay? Your identity details are getting misused. You need to understand. Some hackers are misusing your identity details, like they're trying to pretending to be you, and they're making these fraud charges, okay? So that's why we need your help so that we can block these fraud charges for you. Are you getting my point, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm getting your point. But
yeah.
I don't see why eBay has to actually do that on my behalf. I don't deal with eBay.
Yes, we know that. That's why we are telling you that we don't need any of your details over this call. We're just going to give you the 3D security to your information so that in future, you don't receive any kind of international or online transactions, okay? You got it, ma'am? Now, I do believe you have a smart device with you, like a computer or a smartphone.
Yes.
Okay. Which device do you mainly use for going online, for your internet activity? Which device do you mainly use?
My phone.
Your phone. Okay. Now, the phone you're talking to me, is that the smartphone you're talking to me, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, first of all, do a thing. Put me on speaker, please. Put me on speaker, first of all.
Say again, sorry?
You need to put me on speaker, ma'am. Put me on speaker.
You're on speaker.
Okay, and the phone you're talking to me, is that an Android phone or is it an Apple iPhone, ma'am? Tell me, please, so that I can guide you. It's an iPhone, okay. Now, exactly what can you see on your phone screen? Please tell me so that I can guide you up further.
I know. You want me to go into my app store.
Yes, you need to open up the App Store, please. Open up the App Store.
Right.
Yes, take your time.
And I've got Zoho Assist.
Okay. Please, before that, can you just confirm me, are you using the Wi-Fi or are you using your mobile data?
I'm using mobile data.
You're using mobile data. And you're using Telstra network, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do a thing, ma'am. Do you see the green icon? It says Zoho Assist Customer. Do you see that?
Yes.
Yes. Give a click on, there will be a blue color box. It says get. You need to give a click on get on it.
Right.
Yes. Once the installation is done, once you see any option, it says open, please tell me, okay? I'm going to generate the cancellation ID for you. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's that.
Is it open now?
Do you want me to install it?
Yes, you have to install it, ma'am. Yes, install it.
Okay.
Yes, take your time. And can you tell me, ma'am, in past 48 hours or in past few days, have you shared any of your details with anyone?
No.
Okay, and apart from that, have you used any public Wi-Fi from any
no.
shopping market or any cafeteria, anything like that?
No.
All right.
I can't remember my password.
Yes. Do you remember your Apple ID password?
Yeah, I can't remember it right now.
Okay, not an issue. I'm going to help you out with that. Look, there is a box. It's a written in blue. It says forgot password. Do you see that?
Sorry?
This is a blue box. It's a blue written over there. Forgot password. Give a click on forgot password.
Now, I'm not changing my password.
You're doing it for the temporary. It will be easier for you, okay? So that in future you don't face any problems. Just click on forgot password. Have you clicked on it, ma'am?
Yes.
Now, what is the next step you can see? What can you see now?
I need to unlock the iPhone.
Okay, you need to use the passcode which you used to unlock your phone, okay? Put that passcode. Now, after putting the passcode, you need to click on next or continue. Have you done that?
Yes.
Okay. Now what can you see? What's the next step you can see?
Okay. It's now back to customer application.
Now is it downloading? The app is downloading or not?
Yes.
Okay. Once you see the open option, please tell me, okay? And also grab a piece of paper and a pen with you so that I can give you the case ID.
This is pissing me off. Right.
Have you got a piece of paper and a pen, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. I'm giving you the case ID. It's 099.
Yeah.
561.
Yeah.
745.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the case number, ma'am. Like, not only you, there are multiple customers who are facing these kind of problems, okay? So we are making a case number so that in future, if you face these kind of problems anymore, through the case number, we can activate the security. All right.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, do you see any open option on your screen now? Do you see any open option?
Enter your email ID.
Okay, now don't touch over there. Just look at the right-hand side. There will be an option. It says cancel or there's a cross sign. Do you see that?
No.
Look at the right hand side. Look at the right hand side. Do you see any of the cancel or any cross sign? A small cross?
No.
Do you see enter email address?
It says enter your ID and then there's a space to enter an ID number or an ID whatever. And then it says the email ID will be visible to your technician.
Okay. Do you see any options to skip or next, anything like that?
No.
Okay. Have you opened up the application? First tell me. Have you opened up the application?
Yes.
Yes. And now do you see any options to close? Look at the right hand side.
It says cancel.
Click on cancel, yes. You need to click on cancel.
Right. And then I get a screen saying add screen recording to control center.
Click on allow or okay.
It tells me I must go to settings, control center, customize controls, screen recording.
Okay, click on OK or allow.
There's no such thing as allow or OK or
yes.
Anything.
What's the option you can see on that? What's the option?
The option is you need to add the screen recording option to your control center.
Do you see any option it says cancel or okay?
No.
What's the option over there?
There isn't an option.
Okay. Do you see any cancel option? Or next? Or continue?
There's a thing, okay, enter session key.
Yes, now I'm going to give you the session key.
Right.
Now, just wait, we are generating the session for you.
This is wasting my time.
We are not wasting your time, ma'am. We are just trying to help you out. Now, put the session key I'm giving you. It's 183.
Yeah.
Then 227.
Yeah.
Then 4934.
Right, this is start session.
Now click on start session. Now, after that, you will get to see an option it says allow or OK.
Screen broadcast, assist client, start broadcast.
Click on the last option, start broadcast.
Right.
Now, do you see any option it says allow? There will be a blank checkbox. Check in that blank box and then click on allow.
Okay.
Now have you done that?
Yes.
Now do you see a hazy background on your screen? Click on that hazy background.
Yeah.
Now do you see
you're not gaining a remote access to my phone.
No, we are connecting you with a secure server. Now click on the blank checkbox, check in that box and click on allow.
I'm not allowing you access.
We are not accessing any device, ma'am. I already told you. This is a security application for consumers. Right. we are going to connect you with a secure server so that we can provide the security. Okay? You are not giving any kind of access.
Well, it's telling me that I'm allowing remote access.
It's for your security. We are connecting you with a robotic server. You are not getting connected to me, ma'am. We are connecting you with a robotic server of eBay. All right? You are not giving me any kind of access.
I don't know about this.
You will get the confirmation from our server as well. You just give a check in that blank box and click on allow. We are giving you these options on your own screen so that you can learn and do it, right? I'm not hiding you anything from you, okay? Click on the check box and click on allow.
I'm not going to do this. I'm not doing this.
All right.